What's up, everybody? This is Marty Friedman, and you're watching CMS TV.
This is Little Ozzy, and you're watching Rockin' Shock.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you once again for joining me for another episode of the Rockin' Shock Show right here on the Classic Metal Show Network. Now, before we get started, I encourage you to subscribe to this channel and also go to our website, rockinshockshow.com. Again, that's rockinshockshow.com, and become a member of the Rockin' Shock Nation. Now, we're going to do something special this week. For the first 50 who become members of the Rock and Shock Nation and also subscribe to our channels, I'm going to send you guys a special edition Rock and Shock Show guitar pick. I got a limited number of these things made, but I'll send it out to you this week. All you got to do, again, go to rockandshockshow.com and become a member of the Rock and Shock Nation. Ever since I was young, I was always fascinated with anything related to horror and the paranormal, and I found myself watching shows about UFOs, Bigfoot, giants, you know, lost civilizations. I was like 5 or 6 years old when I discovered a show called In Search Of that was hosted by Leonard Nimoy. If you never saw that program, go to YouTube because they have all the episodes. But that was an amazing program. A lot of cool topics he would put on that program. I also liked Kolchak the Night Stalker. If you haven't seen that, you got to see that as well. That was, I think, like 2 seasons. But that was the original X-Files. And I also watched Creature Features, which I had to have my Saturday Monster Fest when I was a little boy. But all of those shows really shaped what we're doing today with the Rock and Shock Show. And as I got older, I began to listen to programs like Art Bell's Coast to Coast and also Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis. And once again, all of those things really laid the foundation for what we're trying to do here with the Rock and Shock Show. I wanted to create a platform where the heavy metal community could gather and hang out and just share in the things that we all love. And there's really a commonality with this community, and it relates to all things horror, I do believe. You know, when you look at all the films of the 80s and you see all the heavy metal interests, the heavy metal artists that were part of those movies, and even today with what Rob Zombie's doing, metal and horror, they go hand in hand. So that's what we're doing here. I'm trying to build this show with all of you. I want to create a platform that is really different. It's not going to be just the host and the viewer. I want you guys to be active participants in building this program, and I'm really excited about what we're going to be doing here. I had a discussion today with Zetro from Exodus, and we're going to be bringing him back on the program, and we're going to do another show where we discuss horror. Next week, I'm going to have Warlord on the program. Now, Warlord features founding member and drummer Mark Zonder. And Mark also sat behind the kit for Fate's Warning, but we're going to have them on next week. Now, I want to start today off with The Rock, and I'm going to play a song from Warlord, and it's called Conquerors. We'll be right back. And that was Warlord with Conquerors. I'm going to continue with The Rock, and since I'm going to have Zetro on in the near future, I want to play something from Exodus. And this is called The Fires of Division from Persona Non Grata. We'll be right back. All right, that was our boy Zetro and Exodus. And I'm really looking forward to having Zetro back on the program. It's always a good time when he's on and we're discussing horror. So I'll keep you guys updated on when we're going to have him on, but it should be in the very near future. Now, I'm really excited to make this announcement. I told you guys before that I like to go out with the Rock and Shock Show. And ever since I was little, I've always been into Bigfoot. It may sound crazy to you, but I am a believer. And are you guys a believer in Bigfoot? But down here in Florida, they call it the skunk ape. And the other day, I connected with a guy named Dave Shealy, and he is a skunk ape researcher, and he actually heads the Skunk Ape Research Center, which is down in the Everglades. But I connected with him, and what we're going to plan is a fall excursion where I'm going to do a quest for the skunk ape. So that should be fun. But the one thing that I do hate, I hate snakes. So I was watching a video the other day with this guy, and he was just going into the Everglades and catching these big boas. And I'm going to tell him I don't want nothing to do with snakes. Can't stand them. But anyway, that should be a really, really cool episode. When I was little, I was watching In Search Of, and they had the Patterson film. I don't know if you ever saw that, but that's the original film where Bigfoot, I guess, became a household name. Now, people are saying, where's the evidence? And I believe there's a lot of evidence out there. Watch these programs. You'll see all the different films that they have and the footprints that they're able to get. And they actually have some DNA now as well. But I'm a big believer, and I know that back probably 2018, I was living in Georgia, and I was in this area. It's a real wooded area, all country folk out there. And I was staying on this property that was like 300 acres. And I really enjoyed the property because it sat along this creek. And I was able to discover three different Native American villages. And these weren't just some hunting camps. These things have been there for probably 1,000 years, because I was finding all kinds of artifacts. When I would dig down a couple feet, I would find stuff. And I found artifacts from the paleo period all the way up to when they did the Trail of Tears. But anyway, one evening we were on one of these sites, and again, it's pitch dark out there. It's basically all woods. Not a lot of people, one of those country towns in Georgia. And we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, we just hear what I've heard before on some of these shows. It was one of those Bigfoot yells. And it was so loud, and it made the hairs on your arms just stand up. And later that night, when we were inside, my daughter had a friend over, and they were standing out back. And they heard like this woman like crying and screaming in the woods. So I went out there listening for it. And it just seemed very, very odd. Who would be in the woods? And we're calling out and no response. But later I was looking online, and that's a characteristic of Bigfoot. I didn't know that, where they can sound like, a woman yelling or crying out there. So I thought that was pretty wild. So I do believe that I heard Bigfoot many, many years ago. So I'm excited to go on this trip and share with all of you guys. It's probably going to be one of those multi-episode programs. But share with me your comments. Anyone ever see Bigfoot? Do you believe? I really want to hear your responses to that. Now, I want to start this off and kind of introduce Dave to the audience. I'm going to try to get us ready for this this quest. But this is something that I found on him. I guess they ran this on PBS. So check it out.
People hear about the Bigfoot. People know about the Bigfoot. But not a lot of people know about skunk apes. The skunk apes that we have here in the Everglades are different. My name is Dave Shealy. I'm the lead researcher at Skunk Ape Research Headquarters in Ochoapi, Florida. Growing up here in the Everglades was wonderful. It was a wild and free country. They call it the last frontier. I don't know if that's true or not, but for me as a kid, it was. When I was 10 years old, I saw what other people, older people, had described to me as being a skunk ape, an animal about 7 feet tall. It just never ended. I have just always wanted to find out more about what I saw. In my years of research here in the Big Cypress, I've had 4 separate occasions where I've spotted skunk apes in the wild. We have had a lot of sightings reported at the research headquarters. Some years are slower than others, but one year we had over 250 sightings reported. Seeing a skunk ape is an unbelievable experience, just simply because the time involved in putting yourself in a position where you can get a photograph or get a view for a minute, it just kind of leaves you speechless. And, you know, you wish you had more people. You could say, there it is.
All right, the next video I want to show you guys is a video from Dave, and it's back from, it says here, July 8th, 2000. So that's like 24 years ago. And this is an original video that he made when he saw the skunk ape. So I want to check this out with you guys, and I want to hear what you think about it. The footage is pretty bad. Think about the cell phones back then. You know, the footage is pretty grainy. So now he's seeing something that probably making his heart race, so that's probably why this camera's going up and down. But again, this is cell phone footage. Now, if you know anything about a marsh, the grasses are high, and this thing looks like it's pretty big, and it's moving pretty easily through the marsh. I don't think a human could do something like that. But you guys, let me know what you think. I mean, I think it's pretty legit, to be honest with you. But maybe I'm nuts. I don't know. Think about it. Florida is humid. Very hot. Somebody with a ape suit on. I don't know. I don't think they could do it like that. Again, I think it's pretty legit. And we're going to soon find out. Now, there's another video I want to share with you guys. And this is another video about Dave. Just trying to give you guys a little bit more insight. Trying to build it up, you know, for what we're going to do. I'd like to do it in the fall. Not even going to attempt anything like this in the summer. Way too hot. Way too many bugs and snakes and things like that. So we'll see.
If you're going to come and hunt skunk apes and you want your chances to be the very best, you need to come to the Big Cypress Preserve. I'm not saying there's not other skunk apes and that they don't roam out. They spot skunk apes in Myakka, Ocala National Forest. People have seen skunk apes in Immokalee and also on the East Coast. Some of the first sightings around Davie. And there's some big parks that butt up to the Everglades where I get calls from on a regular basis. So people see skunk apes all over Florida. But the Big Cypress is the number one hot spot. This is where the majority of them are. So a lot of people that I know that actually believe there's skunk apes out here say, Dave, you know, maybe it's just an orangutan that's escaped. But that really doesn't go along with all my research because this thing stands taller than an orangutan. The orangutans are more sloped back. The photographs I've taken is more straight back on them, a little darker than an orangutan.
Where did you see the skunk ape?
I'm going to show you right now. But the Everglades is so huge, it's impossible for anybody to know everything. I don't know everything, but I'm pretty knowledgeable about this, and this is where I do my research. I'd heard about the skunk ape, but I've never seen it before. It was walking right to the bushes about where those trees are. I'm down here, so I can't see it. I said to my brother, I said, pick me up, pick me up. So he pitched me up, and it's quiet as day right there. It wasn't a bear. It didn't have the round ear. So she's walking.
Welcome to Skunk Ape Research.
That's good. One second. All right.
There's your skunk ape track, and that's the real deal. A lot of Bigfoot researchers that come here from the Pacific Northwest, they're a little put off because it doesn't have 5 toes. It's not as big as a Bigfoot track. And all I can say is I'm sorry that this is what we have. Yeah, this one here, I think it was taken right after these photographs here. This is where we were standing in 1997. This is when I set the tripod stand up right there.
When you're the skunk ape guy,
it's no holds barred.
I'm fair game, you know. And I decided to go public with the skunk ape. I took a responsibility. Hey, there's going to be skunk ape haters out there, and there is, you know, people that, you know, claim that this is all a big lie and does it eat little kids? If you see a lot of hoaxes and stuff. And I don't know what the answer to that is. I think it's brought a lot of awareness to the Everglades worldwide. I get inquiries from around the world. Is the skunk ape real? Of course it is. I'm not out here chasing goats.
All right, guys, that was our intro to Dave Shealy. Again, he's a skunk ape researcher and also the founder of the Skunk Ape Headquarters in the Everglades. Seems like a pretty interesting guy. So I'd like your feedback. I'd like to get your comments. And I really want to know what you think about this topic. There's a lot of Bigfoot researchers out there. I'd like to bring more to this program and really dive a little deeper into this topic. But I only want to do that if you guys are interested. So send me your comments. I want to get your feedback. And you can do that by going to the web and visit our website, rockandshockshow.com. And again, become a member of the Rock and Shock Nation. I know I sound like a broken record, but it's pretty important to do that because that's the way I can connect with you guys, sharing some touring information on my band Martyrs Cry, updates on the show, and also what we're going to do with the Rock and Shock Roadshow. As I said before, we're going to take this on the road. I've been connecting with a lot of groups. We'd like to put together some type of a tour beginning in the fall, or I'm sorry, beginning in the summer, and really ramp it up as we go into the Halloween season. So send me your emails. Let me know where you guys are at. Let's build this together. Like I said, that's very important to me that we build this show together. I want to know what you're interested in. I want to know what you like, what you don't like, and ways we can improve the program. So go to the web, rockandshockshow.com, send me an email, and let's do this thing together. Well, that brings me to the end of another episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I really look forward to hanging out with you guys each and every week. So remember to stay metal, stay horror, and I'll see you soon.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Ever-evolving world of music, artists need to reach their audience faster than ever before.
Introducing Too Immersive For You, the Emmy-nominated pioneers in viewership experience. We've revolutionized the way music artists share their material with the world. Our groundbreaking AI engine generates stunning visuals that bring your music to life. Imagine having your own personalized music video, perfectly synchronized to your unique sound in a matter of hours, not weeks. With Too Immersive For You, it's now a reality. Get ready to unlock a new dimension of music visualization. Too Immersive For You, where music meets immersive visuals. Contact us now to discover how Too Immersive For You can elevate your music to new heights. www.musicvideoai.net.